You're listening to Rochelle Hunt.
Well, just as we think, you know, I saw a little bit of blossom the other day and I thought, oh, winter, maybe winter's ending early. And then you hear the forecast that on the weekend it's going to be thunderstorms and hail. You think, no, there's still a little bit more to go. How do we cross over that finish line? How do we get to the end and make it through? With hot chocolate, I believe, Danny Valente, is the way that we do that. And I'm not even a fan of hot chocolate. And at this point, I'm like going, yep, I need a hot chocolate.
I know. You know, I saw it was actually pretty warm this morning. I was like, oh, talking about hot chocolate. And then I saw the forecast. It's going to bucket down between 2 and 3. And I thought, fine, we can talk about hot chocolate in Melbourne.
I used to wait tables. I did a lot of years running the floors in some fairly average establishments, I have to say. And hot chocolates, I used to roll my eyeballs when someone would come in and say, can I please have 3 hot chocolates? I was always so tempted to say, no, you can't. I'm sorry.
Have a real drink.
We're out of hot chocolate. Well, because they were quite painful and time-consuming to make. You'd have to, in the 90s, it was all about they were in a big glass.
Yes.
Cup, and you would drizzle the chocolate sauce around the edge, and then you would put some marshmallows at the bottom, maybe a little bit of cream or dodgy kind of you know, canned cream. Then you'd have to make the hot chocolate. It was an ordeal, and I had a lot of people to serve.
Well, I'm sorry about your working conditions back in the day, Rochelle. That's pretty bad, but I suppose people have enjoyed hot chocolate.
They loved them.
Through the ages. And I reckon Melbourne's having a bit of a moment with hot chocolate where there are some excellent examples of hot chocolate around town and some really interesting variations, which is why I thought it was a good thing to talk about.
What kind of variations? Because it can get a bit wacky.
It can get a bit wacky, but the one I think I'll start with is the one that I encountered most recently, which really blew my mind. It's a Colombian-style hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. Now, in Colombian food, as I learned when I was writing my restaurant review for next weekend, there's a lot of juxtaposition of savoury and sweet. So in the savoury dishes, you'll have a sweet element. In the hot chocolate, guess what you have? Cheese.
What? I was going to say pickles, but...
Well, that would be maybe if you're a pregnant Colombian, you might go in that direction.
Chocolate and pickles, that works. Cheese.
I know. So,
what kind of cheese?
Well, it was mozzarella, so there might be a traditional Colombian equivalent, but in this Melbourne version, it was...
You said that like that makes it okay. I'm not sure whether it does make it okay, because then that would be all sort of like a gooey marshmallow. Is that the theory?
Well, so you pop your mozzarella in the bottom of your big bowl, you pour the hot chocolate over it so it goes a bit melty and gooey, and then you've got a special wooden implement which looks a bit like one of those wooden honey catchers that's got the grooves.
The twirly thing.
Yeah, and so the Mexican name for this, as I discovered, so the Spanish name in Mexico, and I'm not sure if it's the same in Colombia, in Mexico they call this special whisk molinillo, and you give your hot chocolate a big froth up with it. So we're using two hands as though you're sort of pushing a dowel into a hole in some wood. I don't know. My carpentry metaphor is probably not very good. You whoosh up your hot chocolate with the cheese and sup it down deliciously.
1-300-222-774, and you can text 0437-774-774. Maybe you've got a little combination of your hot chocolate. Maybe it's something you like to do at home. Is there a time when you like a hot chocolate? How do you do your hot chocolate is basically what we're saying. 1-300-222-774. This text saying, stop talking about hot chocolate. I want one now.
That's the whole point. Everyone has permission to have one right now.
Is there a trick to making it? Like, is there all milk, no cream, some cream, no water, froth, no froth?
Yeah, there's so many different ways. You know, for me, it's about the chocolate. So I think we have learnt a lot more about chocolate these days, and we can, you know, we're into the quality of the chocolate. So I love a European style hot chocolate, which means basically it's made from chocolate that's melted with some milk, perhaps some sugar, and you can stand a spoon up in it. And it is just an experience. Warms you
it's
up
a meal.
All the way through. It's a sturdy meal. Hot chocolates can be so fun as well. So there are a few places around Melbourne doing quite theatrical versions of the hot chocolate. There's a campfire hot chocolate.
What goes into that? So anything goes by a campfire, really?
Well, so it's at this place called Mork in North Melbourne, and they do a campfire hot chocolate where they have wood smoke trapped inside a glass. They have the hot chocolate.
Did my eyeballs just roll then? I think they did.
It's actually so fun and delicious. So the whole point is that you recreate that experience of sitting around a campfire, mm-hmm. having a hot chocolate, warming your hands. So the smoke wafts around you evocatively. You pour the hot chocolate, sturdy, dark hot chocolate into a glass, you know, wrap your hands around this big bowl of a glass of a cup and sup just surrounded by this wood smoke. You've got a toasted marshmallow on the side.
Oh, see, in actual fact, when you're camping, you're probably pouring a sachet into some dodgy cup and it's just water and it's terrible. You know, there is no glamour in camping, or maybe it's just how I go camping. I'm not sure. Ladies, you have to make the trip to Buninyong to have the best hot chocolate ever. Wendy's called in. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
What combination do you have with your hot chocolate?
Well, it's actually not a hot chocolate. I lived in Indonesia for a few years, and being hot over there, one of the favourite drinks there was avocado, condensed, thickened condensed milk and chocolate sauce.
Oh, I can sort of, I guess because avocado is quite creamy, isn't it?
Yeah, and they see avocado as a dessert, not a vegetable. So we had a few misunderstandings over meals sometimes.
Yes.
And so they also included cheese in fruit salads and in cakes with chocolate sauce, like a cake with a centre which was chocolate sauce and cheese.
Well, there you go.
Well.
Bit of cross-cultural permission for the chocolate and cheese combo.
And was it all good, Wendy? Did you like it all or some? You're like,
I've tried all of it, except that I've not been game to try the avocado and condensed milk and chocolate drink. I look at it every time I go there and think, I will try it this year. But just a little bit reluctant with that one. But I do hear it is delicious. So I would recommend anyone over there to try it out.
Good on you, Wendy. That's great. This text says, grown-ups drink coffee. I'm sensing some.
But don't you think after a certain point in the afternoon, you just got to say goodbye to the coffee? Of course, yes, there's tea, but sometimes just that the sturdiness and the comfort of a hot chocolate, I think, really hits the spot.
And I also think that don't you get to a point in your life where you say, I don't care what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do. I feel like drinking a hot chocolate and I'm going to drink a hot chocolate.
Yep.
And you can judge all you like.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about, this is flipping it a little bit, an iced chocolate?
I don't know. Ooh. I'd probably rather have an ice cream than an iced chocolate. So I don't know. I'm really, yeah, to me that just doesn't really hit the spot. It's the hot chocolate. I want that meltiness of the chocolate that I think really, to me, says comfort. Says cold outside, but I don't care because I'm warm over here.
Best hot chocolate I ever had was in Bruges. It was served with a bowl of hot frothy milk, a small bowl of dark chocolate and a couple of pieces and a whisk. You made it as chocolatey as you wanted. That's not bad. So you could probably grate your own chocolate in and you could decide on your chocolate levels.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. And I went to a cafe in Paris where it was a similar setup. And I think sitting in a cafe, I don't care if it doesn't seem like I'm a grown-up, but if I can just sit in a cafe in Paris one more time with a hot chocolate and a pan au chocolat, then my life will be complete.
I love the fact too that I'm not sure whether it would work here. It probably would, where you trust the customer enough to just grate as much as they need and then not pocket the rest of the chocolate? Or is that just something that could potentially happen here in this country? Or is it just me and my mind?
I don't know. No matter how nice and trustworthy the customer is, I don't know if I want their leftover chocolate grated into my cup because they've had their dirty hands. Do we need some sort of chocolate glove to hand it out with the chocolate and the cup as well?
Now it's just getting weird. I love the warmth of chili hot chocolate. Now, I knew that one would come up.
I think that's fantastic. And it is important to mention the chocolate and spices because, of course, chocolate from Mexico and it's originally more of a savoury treat and definitely spices were an important part of the way it was consumed. So chili and chocolate, very good friends. Cinnamon, fantastic. Cardamom, I think, is one that perhaps a little bit more unusual, but very beautiful to have a bit of cardamom with our chocolate.
Oh, hello, David.
Yep.
Hi. You've got another little angle on the avocado.
Yeah, because back in Sri Lanka, where I came from, we only ate avocado squashed up with condensed milk, and that was the only way we knew to eat it.
Ah.
Yeah.
And that was as a dessert or as a snack?
Yeah, as a dessert. That was as a dessert. That was something special.
Would there be any spices with that one?
No, nothing. Just condensed milk, a sweet thing, which I do it at home here now also. But then, of course, now it's a different ballgame altogether.
And do you still eat that now, David? Because avocados are quite expensive. Part of me goes, oh, to ruin the flavour of an avocado with condensed milk when sometimes you're paying
$4. Sometimes my wife and I do it just for old time's sake.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that is sweet. Oh, no.
I mean, there are avocados being smashed left, right and centre around Melbourne, Rochelle, so surely we can save some for the condensed milk.
Yeah, just use some condensed milk.
I'm going to have to try it now, David. Thank you. Coffee frappe in Greece on a hot day is delightful. I had a coffee in a cafe in France where they made the, is it Amelie movie?
Amelie.
Amelie, thank you. Wow, it was very nice, yeah. Says Wendy.
Iced coffee, definitely I can get with that.
1300 222 774. And you can text 0437 774 774. Marshmallows or no marshmallows?
If it had to be a choice, I'd say no. Too much sugar. So I like.
And they're a bit weird. Like, what are they? You know, they're not food. They're chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, how long do I have to chew this thing for before it actually disintegrates in my mouth?
Yeah, get away from me, marshmallow. Yeah, I don't know, because I think marshmallows are really only good if they are gooey all the way through, and they're just sometimes not. So I would say just, yeah, don't worry about your marshmallow. Perhaps have it toasted around the campfire and just save it for that.
I'm 25 and I've never liked coffee. Let me have a hot chocolate any day. The chocolate mill in Dalesford is the best hot chocolate ever. You need a spoon to scoop up all the melted chocolate from the bottom of the mug. That's the best. Look at you with your eyes just glazed over.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm having a moment. You'll have to excuse me.
I've gone mocha lately. I never thought I'd go there. They were big in the 90s too.
So weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not much of a one for mocha, but yeah, I think it could be one to go back to.
Our little machine. We've got a coffee machine. I'm classy. Sometimes I'm not afraid to use the coffee machine, and they have a mocha option. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? I might hit that mocha button and just see what happens.
Hit the mocha button, make a mocha.
Danny, as always, it's been wonderful. You can check out her recipes and the adventures that Danny gets up to on her website, dannyvalent.com.